love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed.
This is the Sons of the Pioneers on Here's to Veterans. The best in music for all you ex-servicemen and women and your folks everywhere. Especially transcribed for you by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians. James C. Petrello, President, whose members are donating their services.
Drifting along with the tumbling tumble.
How do, folks? This is Lloyd Perryman of the Sons of the Pioneers, and I want to tell you that it's a great pleasure to be back once again on Here's to Veterans. To start out with, here's a song that we recently recorded. It's all about the old days when the gunmen run loose. It's called The Lilies Grow High.
And Stetson and six guns and the lilies grow high. They grow for a man with a gunslinging hand that before his time must die. They grow in the trail he has traveled, a trail well spattered with lead. They weep for the praise of the many. They weep for the men now dead. He rides along lonely, no friends, but only the lilies growing high. All men seem to fear him, not one will go near him, and he knows the reason why. His name and fame spread before him like a carpet of death, he knows. One day he'll be slow on the draw, and then for him a lily will grow. A woman may love him, though she knows soon above him the lilies growing high. Then like the lily she'll bow down her head, bow down her forehead and cry. They will lay him, and a headboard will sway in the wind. A lily will nod and gently weep for another gunman's end. Boots and Stetson and six guns and the lily go high.
That was The Lilies Grow High, and we sincerely hope that you enjoyed it. While the Sons of the Pioneers are taking a little breather, let me ask you a question. Are you a Korean veteran? Are you planning to go to school later on under the GI Bill? Okay, I've got a quick brush-up quiz for you. The answers are important to know. Are you ready? Here's the question. How much leeway do I have to start Korean GI training? The answer: 3 years from date of discharge. Question, how much training can I get? The answer, a day and a half of training for each day that you spent on active service after June 27, 1950, but only up to a top limit of 36 months of actual training. Another question, where can I take my training? The answer, at any school that provides courses approved by your state. The question, where can I find out about these approved courses? The answer, at your Veterans Administration regional office. Another question, friends. The question is, can I change my mind if I should get started on a wrong course? The answer is yes, but the law says only once. Have you got all that? Well, that's fine. I'll have more questions and more answers from the VA office. Now, here's a song that was a title tune for a very fine picture. features a boy that we're very proud of. His name is Tommy Doss, and the tune is The River of No Return.
There is a river called the River of No Return.
No return.
Sometimes it's peaceful, and sometimes wild and free. Love is a traveler on the river of no return. Swept on forever to be lost in the stormy sea.
Well, this is Lloyd Perryman of the Sons of the Pioneers, back with some more questions and answers about Korean GI training. The questions from a Korean veteran. The answers from the Veterans Administration. All right, here we go. First question, how does VA pay me while I'm taking my training? The answer, you get your VA allowance check after the close of each month of training, not in advance. Another question. Who pays for the tuition charges? The answer, you do. You pay for tuition, books, supplies, and all other school expenses. You pay for them out of your monthly VA allowance check. Well, here's one I'll throw at you. The question, got any other GI training advice for me? The answer, sure. Take along with you enough money of your own to last you for the first 2 months. It takes that long for the VA to receive your report on your first month's attendance record and to process your first allowance check and get it back to you. After that, the pipeline's filled and you don't have to worry. The main thing to remember, know what you're doing before you start. Here's another song that we hope you'll enjoy. It was written by an ex-member of the Sons of the Pioneers, a fellow by the name of Bob Nolan, who's written a lot of wonderful songs. This one is entitled Lonely Little Room.
This lonely little room once knew love's sweet perfume. Oh, how I miss you now and cry for you. The empty hours, the faded flowers upon the table, they'll never tell, though all too well they know it's true. Each time my tears begin, I'll wonder if you're in some lonely little room and cry into. The empty arms, the faded flowers upon the table, they'll never tell, though all too well they know it's true. Each time my tears begin, I'll cry into.
Well, folks, this just about winds it up for this time. It's been 2 years since the Sons of the Pioneers have been on Here's to Veterans, and we sincerely hope that it won't be 2 years until you'll ask us to come back once again. And now to close, here's a song that we think has a great chance to become a big song. It's from a very great picture entitled The Cattle Queen of Montana. It's written by Bob Nolan and Lou Forbes, and it's called Montana. And that's the Here's to Veterans tribute from yours truly, Lloyd Perryman and the Sons of the Pioneers. Here's to Veterans is presented, transcribed by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrella, President, whose members have donated their service, and this station, which has contributed its time in the public interest. Tune in again for more top flight entertainment on Here's to Veterans. So from Hollywood, the Sons of the Pioneers say, thanks a lot for listening.